Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's stage direction with Johanna Cosgrove. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Hello, Johanna, how are you?
Hello, Mikey, I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you. Tell us tales of the capital city, won't you?
God, it's good to be here. Well, I just did a big play at Circa. It was a New Zealand play called Uneasy Dreams and Other Things, written by Laurie Lay, who's a playwright who lives in Wellington and also works at Vic Uni.
What sort of play was it you're doing there?
Well, it's about a woman who... It's kind of based on Franz Kafka's Metamorphosis. It's about a woman who wakes up transformed. A woman wakes up with a penis and then the... Yeah. I know.
Like with one, like as in with one attached, or just next to one.
No, literally, her genitals
delivered or
overnight. Yeah.
Oh yeah, okay. And well, that's unexpected.
The kind of conversations that ensue after that. Yes, and I played her best friend, and they dyed my. You can't see right, and you don't fucking know what I look like, but they dyed my hair blonde for it. So, what's a girl to do?
To make you look more Auckland.
Yeah, look. To make me look a bit more yo pro, actually.
Yeah.
But Wellington was lovely. I saw some great theatre in Wellington.
Of course.
There was cool stuff going on. The weather was not terrible the whole time. Yeah, I love Wellington. Do you love Wellington?
I've had some dramatic times in Wellington.
Really?
But I've had some really great times in Wellington as well. Yeah. You can have some dangerously good times in Wellington.
You can. Courtney Place is an absolute trap of hell, but it can be really fun.
It's a sleeper. It just, you know, you walk through it 20 times going, there's nothing happening, and then suddenly, boom!
Yeah.
And it's all on. And then before you know it, you've lost a $1,000 jacket.
Oh,
and you're at that,
no.
At that Green Parrot place.
Oh, no! Not the Green Parrot! What the hell?
Talking to some transvestite going, hey, hello, rah, rah, rah.
You can't say that word anymore, Mikey.
Transgender.
Yeah. But yeah, Wellie was good, and it was great to perform in a show every day, and yeah. But it's so nice to be back in Auckland.
And perusing the things on offer this weekend.
Absolutely.
For the avid theatre goer.
Yes.
Do tell.
So, at the moment, I saw this in Wellington, and I don't know if Zoe talked about it last week, but Medusa is on it.
But we had one of the actresses come in and tell us all about it. It sounds crazy.
It sounds confronting. It's confronting.
It sounds full on, and it sounds powerful.
It's powerful. It's really amazing. It's on at Q. And it's on tonight, and I can't remember what time it's on, but if you look on the Q Theatre website, you'll be able to see what time it is. I assume 7:30.
Julia came in to talk to us about it.
Yeah.
And I sort of asked, we were asking her what sort of plays, and she herself wasn't entirely sure.
It's quite
so you've seen it. You've seen it from a viewer's point of view, from
yes.
a punter's point of view.
So I saw it twice.
Customer's point of view.
From a customer's point of view, I saw it twice. It is visceral. It is about what I really like about it is that they kind of set up what the show is, this kind of like breakdown of theatrical conventions, I guess, and then they just absolutely destroy it, and it feels really anarchic and like ragey, but also like sexy. And the music, the sound design is phenomenal. It's by Claire Duncan, aka I.E. Crazy, and it honestly like blew my fucking mind.
Where was it shown in Wellington?
It was on at Circa as well, so it was on just before.
Right. I can't remember what the room's like at Circa.
Because
Q Theatre, I mean, having great sound design at the Q Theatre where they're doing it would be amazing.
Yes, exactly, because I feel like I'm going to go and see it again on Saturday.
For the third time! What a guts!
But I feel like the show has changed a lot, and they've also got a new performer in Auckland.
Wow.
In Wellington, they had Virginia Frankovich, and now they have the beautiful Bronwyn. And I'm really excited to see it again. It just is, yeah.
That just suggests that all the other Bronwyns aren't beautiful.
Well, I'm sure all Bronwyns are beautiful.
Yeah,
but this one is really beautiful.
Shout out to the Bronies.
Shout out to the Bronwyns. The other thing, so Medusa, which is on, it closes on Saturday night, so you have tonight and tomorrow to go see it.
Good Lord.
Next week at the Basement, we have Bad Mood by Tallulah Holly Massey, and it's actually a dance work, but
wow.
It's in a theatre space, and it's kind of about, it's also an exploration of womanhood. It's got a selection of really awesome dancers who were in their, I guess, early 30s. Yeah, and it's going to be freaking cool. The poster looks amazing. It's like Lara Lou, who's one of the... Are you muting me? You keep muting me.
No, it's not. No, you've got a bit of a loose connect there.
I've got a little loose connect. It's got Lara Lou.
If only one person would buy a Simplicity B card, we could pay to get that fixed.
Oh, really? Is that why there's a B card?
No, you're okay. It's just that thing.
And, yeah, she's wearing like a veil, and it sounds like it's going to be awesome, and it's got really cool choreo and really cool...
Bad Mood, that's cool.
Bad Mood. Tallulah Holly Massey, that's on the basement next week.
Next week, okay, cool, good.
And the third one is Auntie is coming back to Auckland. And so that's really cool that we get to bring that back, and that is on...
What is that about for people who don't know?
Auntie is like the family reunion... The Bogan family reunion from heaven and hell. it's a tribute to all of those beautiful family members that everyone has, and the whole show is like a family barbecue. So bring a plate. It's at Te Oro and Gleninnis as well, which is really cool. I haven't been out there to that venue. Have you?
No, I've heard good things about it though.
I've heard excellent things, yeah. And they are really lovely. So. That's on the 9th and 10th of November, so book your motherfucking tickets because they might sell out.
I think this November is going to be, if it's anything like October, it's going to be going at a cracking pace.
I know, and that's why you need to get onto it and get to the theatre where you belong.
You don't end up at some Christmas party on the 24th going, I didn't do any of that stuff I was supposed to have done in the last 2 months.
Yes, and also I feel like this time of year people are a bit stressed. They need to like schedule some unwinding time.
Freedom calls.
Yeah.
I'm not joking.
Have you seen any shows while I've been away, Mikey?
No, I haven't. The show, I've been running the home show pretty much.
The home show.
Are you kidney stones?
Are you going to come and
get kidney stones? Yeah, since you've been away. That was already fucked.
It sounds absolutely cooked.
It was thoroughly cooked. Yeah. Thank you, Hannah.
You're welcome.
But if I do see some shows, by God, I'll report back to you.
And you're definitely going to come and see Auntie. Yeah. That is the most important one.
Yes, when's that show again?
9th and 10th of November, Te Oro, Gleninnis.
Fire it up, y'all.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove, brought to you by The Vic Devonport.